At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so maybe you're thinking about trying a GLP-1 receptor agonist.
These are the medications like semaglutide.
Right, like Ozempic.
Or liraglutide.
Yeah, exactly. Those.
Which is Saxenda.
And you're excited about these new options for diabetes or weight loss.
It's definitely an exciting time for these medications.
It is, but then,
oh,
dun. Insurance.
Right.
That's always the catch, isn't it?
It is the question I hear most often.
Really?
From patients who are excited about these medications. Will my insurance actually cover this? And it's a valid concern. These medications can be very expensive.
They are.
Sometimes over $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Without insurance.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're used for both diabetes and weight loss, it just adds another layer of complexity.
It's like finding the perfect pair of shoes online, getting super excited, and then seeing the shipping costs.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Right. So what's step one for someone who wants to figure this whole thing out?
Before you even call your doctor,
okay,
pull out your insurance card and your plan documents. I know, not exactly a page turner.
Not exactly. Dude.
But that is where the adventure begins.
Okay, so time to put on our detective hats. What are we searching for in these documents?
You want to know what your plan says or doesn't say about GLP-1 receptor agonists?
Got it.
Are they covered for both diabetes and weight loss, or are there certain conditions?
Okay, so be really specific about what it says.
Yes, and then look for those two words that you never want to see. Prior authorization.
Prior authorization. That sounds scary. Can you explain what that is in this context?
So let's say your doctor thinks that a GLP-1 is the right medication for you.
Okay.
But before insurance says yes, they want to double check.
Okay.
So your doctor has to fill out paperwork explaining why this specific medication is the right choice for you.
Oh, I see.
And this often means showing that you've tried other treatments.
So like other things first.
Especially less expensive ones.
Makes
sense. They haven't worked well enough.
Okay, so you got to like prove that you really need it.
Exactly. Or if you're considering it for weight loss, there might be other requirements.
Like what?
Like having a certain BMI or HbA1c.
Yeah, HbA1c, that's the blood test, right?
Yes, it reflects your average blood sugar level.
Over a few months.
Exactly.
So it's like you have to prove you've been trying. It's like needing to provide a character reference for your medication.
A little bit, yeah.
So any tips for making this whole prior authorization process easier? Besides, you know, having an amazing doctor, which we all want.
Of course. First, find out if your doctor's office has someone who focuses on prior authorizations.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They can be really helpful with the paperwork.
Yeah.
And then ask your insurance company for a list of their specific requirements for the medication.
Oh, good idea.
What do they need to see?
Yeah.
What are their exact rules?
It's like getting that packing list from the airline.
Yes.
You don't want any surprises at the gate.
Exactly.
And if we've done all of that.
The prior authorization.
Yeah. If we've checked all the boxes, then we're good.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, no. Sometimes you do everything right and you still get that letter.
The one.
The coverage denied letter.
Oh, the worst.
The worst, right.
Okay, that's the moment I just want to crumple it up and throw it away.
It's so frustrating.
It is. So what do you actually do after a denial? It can't be over.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
It is not the final word.
Okay.
It's like round one of a debate. You've got this.
I like that. Okay.
First, take a breath. Look at the denial.
Okay.
You would be surprised how often there's a simple
typo in your own writing.
Exactly.
Even after you've proofread it a million times.
Right.
So if you see a mistake, then what?
Call your doctor's office immediately. They can contact the insurance company.
Got it.
And it's an easy fix, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. If there are no mistakes,
right.
What then? What's next?
Round two, file an appeal.
Oh, okay. So this is where we really make our case.
This is where you and your doctor really work together as a team.
Okay.
Your doctor can send in your medical records.
Yeah.
They can explain why you need this medication.
Right.
And address any concerns from the denial.
Okay, so be really specific.
Exactly.
So beyond the medical records,
yeah.
Anything else to strengthen an appeal?
If you've tried other treatments that haven't worked,
right.
Make sure your doctor knows that.
Okay.
So they can include it.
Got it. So any evidence that you really need this medication?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So what if, even with the best appeal, the insurance still says no? Is there anything else to do?
Do not give up hope.
Okay, good.
Many states have what's called an external review process.
What is that?
So you get a third party.
Okay.
Who's completely neutral.
Got it.
Not connected to the insurance company at all.
Okay.
They review your case and all the evidence.
Oh, wow. So you get a fresh set of eyes.
Exactly.
That's good. But honestly, this whole process sounds exhausting.
Oh, I know.
Right. Are there any resources to help people navigate all of this and maybe even reduce the cost?
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of pharmaceutical companies.
Oh.
They have programs to help people afford their medications.
So even if you have insurance, it's worth checking those out.
It is, for example, Novo Nordisk.
Okay.
They make Ozempic, Saxenda, Wegovy.
Right.
They have programs for people with certain incomes or if you're uninsured.
Got it.
And Eli Lilly, they make Trulicity.
Right.
They have a program called Lilly Cares that can help.
So reach out to the pharmaceutical company directly.
Exactly.
Or your doctor might know, too.
Exactly.
What about those prescription discount programs? Are those helpful in these situations?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
GoodRx, Blink Health.
Right. I've heard of those.
They offer discounts, especially if your insurance won't budge.
Oh, that's good to know.
Or if your copay is really high.
Right. And don't forget to comparison shop. Comparison shopping for prescriptions, that's a new one.
Right. But it can really make a difference.
Okay, so do you literally just call pharmacies?
You can.
Mm.
Call around, check their websites.
Got it.
Look at mail order pharmacies.
Okay.
Prices can vary a lot.
So it's really worth checking.
It is. You could save a lot of money.
I'm learning so much today. It's like you were saying earlier, knowledge is power when it comes to this stuff.
It really is. It can feel overwhelming.
It can.
But if you're proactive and advocate for yourself.
Right.
There are ways to access these medications.
Yeah, and even once you figure it all out, things change.
They do, yeah. The insurance world is always changing.
Right, so you might have to start the process over.
Exactly. So if you hit a roadblock,
right.
Like a formulary change or a new prior authorization, don't be afraid to reach out.
To your doctor.
To your doctor, your insurance company.
Got it.
Ask questions, understand your options.
Like you're constantly learning new things.
Exactly.
Speaking of new things, these medications are getting a lot of attention these days.
They are?
Where do you think this is all headed? Will it get harder or easier to get coverage for GLP-1s in the future?
That is the question, isn't it? There are so many factors to consider.
Right, like what?
Well, as these medications become more popular.
Which they are.
And there's more research about their benefits.
Huh?
More people are going to want them.
Right, so insurance companies will feel the pressure.
Exactly.
But they're expensive.
That's the other side of it, right?
Right. If more people are taking them, that means higher costs for everyone.
Exactly. So it's a balancing act.
It's complicated. I'm so curious to see what happens.
Me too. But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
This is an area that's constantly evolving.
So we have to stay informed.
Yes. And be your own advocate.
So important. Well, we covered so much today. Insurance jargon, secret resources, so much good stuff.
It was a lot.
It was. So if you could give our listeners one final piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay. I like that.
Talk to your doctor, your insurance, even the pharmaceutical company.
Right. Because knowledge is power.
Exactly.
I love it. A huge thank you to our expert for breaking it all down for us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive gave you the confidence to navigate the world of GLP-1s and insurance. Thanks for listening.